collaboration with Serge Gainsbourg, L'Enfant Assassin de Mouche, The Child Fly Killer, is one of those releases that you really have to hear to believe. Originally released back in 1972, this French pop album is one of the most strange yet oddly compelling things that I've heard in some time. Vanier and Gainsbourg worked together on several releases, including some film scores and the more popular L'Histoire de Melody Nelson, but this collaboration between the two is truly the most trippy. Containing everything from musique concrète to blistering psych rock freakouts to glorious symphonic pop and even carnivalesque moments, the album is blended together with even more experimental segs that include everything from found sound samples to avant-garde theatrics. I guess one should expect no less when the written text accompanying the music deals with a child who stumbles upon a land ruled by flies, only to kill their leader, and then finally be killed in revenge by the flies themselves. Album opener, The Child, The Fly, and The Matches, starts with the clanging of bells, the striking of a match, shuffling movement, and traffic noise before morphing into something that shifts between strutting, funky rock and horn-driven playfulness. The Child in the Fly Kingdom is even more strange, with bombastic drums and dirty guitars riffing over vibes, while a huge chorus adds even more soaring dynamics. As if that weren't enough, things shift dramatically again on Dance of the Black Flies, The King's Guards, as the piano-driven orchestral rock track sounds like much more typical French pop of the time. It simply doesn't rest from there, and while the constant changes might seem a bit maddening to some, the release keeps tugging at you throughout with what are simply outstanding arrangements and instrumentation. The King of the Flies and the Rose Jam add some Eastern instrumentation to the symphonic pop stew, making for a heady track that melts into clambering alarm noises and playground sounds. Meanwhile, Spidery Scrawl, Fly Legs is all freaky horror show plucked strings, chopped up horns, and choral moans. At times, the release truly sounds like it could have easily be music pulled from the soundtracks of six or so completely thematically different films, and yet that's part of the joy of listening to the release, as it keeps you guessing throughout. Endlessly inventive, sometimes abrasive, and at other times downright hilarious, L'Enfant Assassin de Mouches is one of those releases that I'm glad has been saved from the forgotten record bins of lore.